I'm Lee Cameron with you in the Christmas stocking. Hang around. I have a great Christmas song I really think you're going to like enough to download for yourself. And of course, I'll have the link for you on the website. Also, I fulfilled the first request from a listener. Told you I'd do it. How does your tree look? Don't have it yet? You probably think I have mine and it's all decorated and beautiful after episode 3, but it's going to be a couple more weeks before we get ours. We always seem to wait until most places have run out. It's like a family tradition. You know who does have their tree? Rockefeller Center in New York. It's the unofficial national tree. Of course, the White House has the official one on their lawn. The Rockefeller Christmas tree was first put up in 1933 in front of the RCA building, which now they call the GE building. It had 700 lights on it. In 1951, they televised the lighting for the first time, and they did it on the Howdy Doody show, the biggest show in the country at the time, from 1953 to 1955. It was the biggest show except for maybe I Love Lucy. It's a big deal to contribute the tree. They have exacting standards. The tree must be at least 65 feet tall, preferably 70 to 90 feet tall, and at least 35 feet wide. And of course, the taller, the wider. So it looks pretty. People from all over the country write in and send pictures of their tree, and every year the dude in charge of the gardens at Rock Center drives around the Northeast and beyond looking for the perfect tree. In the winter, he'll fly a helicopter looking around, because with all the other trees having lost their leaves, the evergreens really stand out. They usually get a Norway spruce, and they're almost always from somebody's front or backyard, because when they grow in the forest, they're not tall enough to be a Rockefeller Center tree. The way they cut the tree is wild. They prep the tree for months and start trussing it up to travel weeks in advance. They hook the top of the tree to a crane and then cut it in less than 2 minutes. It's hard to tell it's even been cut because the crane holds the tree in place. Then they move it carefully off the stump and the gardener counts the rings to get an accurate age. They load it onto a telescoping truck which can handle up to a 125-foot tree, drive it to New York City, and then move it into the city in the middle of the night so they disrupt as little traffic as possible. You don't need to have drivers swearing at the Christmas tree, know what I'm saying? Now, even though the truck can handle a 125-foot tree, the tallest they've had was 100 feet from Killingworth, Connecticut in 1948. The next tallest was 90 feet from Armonk, New York in 1999. The farthest tree ever traveled to be a Rock Center tree was 518 miles from Ottawa, Canada. They started recycling the tree in 1971, and for the last 32 years, the mulch has been donated to the Boy Scouts of America for their camps. Each tree produces about 3 tons of mulch, and the largest part of the trunk goes to the U.S. Equestrian Team in Gladstone, New Jersey. This year's tree is from Ridgefield, Connecticut, and is 88 feet high and 45 feet wide. The family had to move their driveway 4 times to accommodate the growing tree. It weighs 9 tons, by the way. Now remember the first tree had 700 lights? This one has more than 25,000 multicolored lights, strung on more than 5 miles of electrical wire. They wrap each branch individually, and there are no other ornaments on the tree except for the star on the top. Now, they claim the Rockefeller tree is the tallest in the country, but there's a mall out here in Southern California which claims to have a taller tree. Whatever. I like the Rock Center tree. Today's song is just designed to put a smile on your face for the holiday. It's called Cool Cool Christmas, and it's by a Seattle-based guy with a crazy last name. I think you say it Dean Crepain. Cool Cool Christmas by Dean Crepain on the Christmas stocking.
A blanket of white, snow outside, carolers singing, sleigh bells ringing. We're gonna have a cool, cool Christmas. Friends gathered round, digging the sound of a reindeer hoof and Santa on the roof. We're gonna have a cool, cool Christmas. Such a groovy carousel, holiday collier, thrill of every girl and boy, wrapping each other in Christmas joy. We'll make a list with everyone's wish, send it to Nick, it'll be ultra hip. But the coolest thing of all will be when we wrap our ribbons and bows underneath the mistletoe. just you and me. We're gonna have a cool, cool Christmas. A groovy carousel, holiday calliope, thrill of every girl and boy, wrapping each other in Christmas joy. We'll make a list with everyone's wish, send it to Nick, it'll be ultra hip. But the coolest thing of all will be when we unwrap our ribbons and bows underneath the mistletoe, just you and me. It's gonna be a cool, cool Christmas. Cool, cool Christmas.
Links to where you can find that and a bunch of other great songs by Dean Krepane can be found at christmasstocking.wordpress.com, along with a link to his own website and his MySpace page. And of course, there are links to most of the music that we play at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Olivia R., thanks for writing. Olivia believes I need to emphasize the website and email address more. My show notes aren't transferring fully to iTunes, and I'm trying to figure that out. So let me just say, the site is christmasstocking.wordpress.com, and the email is christmasstocking@inbox.com. Olivia also suggested having a phone number to call for people who want to be on the show but can't figure out how to record on a computer. Hey, it's Christmas, Olivia, so your wish is my command. If you want to be on the Christmas Stocking, call 1-206-203-3557. Now, it's a toll call from almost everywhere, so if you're a kid, ask permission first. What's the coolest, wildest, most interesting gift you're giving this year? Let me know at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. You can record a message from your computer or write a reply. You can also call 1-206-203-3557 or email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com. I'll give that info one more time, so if your player is rewindically challenged, get ready. I'm also looking for your Christmas jokes. christmasstocking.wordpress.com, 1-206-203-3557. Make sure it's okay with whoever pays the bills if you don't pay the bills. Or christmasstocking@inbox.com. Next time, we'll go back in time and see how Christmas got started. It's not as simple as you might think. I'm Lee Cameron. I hope you find a really tall tree in your area to ooh and ah over. And I'll see you soon in the Christmas Stocking.